Going to talk about this next application from the perspective of a user, and I hope I don't do it a disservice since there are probably lots of features that I may miss out on that are particular to librarians, because this tool is called Library Thing. But from my perspective, it's a way of keeping a record of the books you've read. So I guess it's like a reading log. And that might be the way that you choose to use it with your students. But of course, it's an awful lot more than that, too. Let's just take the simplest particular aspect of it first, which is when you've read a book, you add that book to your reading log, add it to your profile as one of your books. And when you do that, you've got various metadata that you can add to it. You can search for a particular book. So if you've got a title or an author, you can use Library Thing's search facility to bring back some of that information. So if you just put in a title, it will bring back perhaps the author for you, the ISBN and various other things, the publisher and so forth, how many pages it's got. So some of the information can be populated for you. But some of the information which is pertinent to you as a reader, you need to add. So you can add things like a review. It may be that you are offered a cover, but it may be that you're not. You can go searching for a cover for that book, so that there are some covers which people have already taken, in some cases, photographs of, and so others may be scanned. And some are available online. So you can bring in a book cover, and then you've got a pictorial representation or reminder of it. So there's lots of information you can add. You can decide what category it goes in. Really importantly, you can add tags, and then that will make it more findable, shall we say, later on, if other people are searching for books with a similar theme or in a similar genre. One of the most important aspects is that it's a social book reading service. So the idea is that you can learn from the kinds of things that other people have said about books, and you can contribute to that body of knowledge. So if you're getting your students to do this, maybe you'd set up a group for them. Maybe it's you've got a reading group in school already, or maybe it's something you want to do in English. You can create your own groups, and you can specify the degree of visibility that they have to the outside world. So you can keep it fairly private if you just want it to be amongst your own students. Because of course there are things that you might not want them to see out there. Some people do review books that you might well that might not be appropriate for the younger students. Though of course it is the social aspects and then learning from other people that is really powerful.